refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Tuesday, February 14th. Today's meditation is offered by Father Christian Laszlo. Today's reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark the Evangelist, chapter 14, verses 10 to 42.
At that time, Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. And they, when they heard it, were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought out an opportunity to betray him. And on the first day of the unleavened bread, when it was customary for them to sacrifice the Passover, the disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you for the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and there will meet you a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The master says, where is my guest room that I may eat the Passover there with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished. There, make preparations for us." And his disciples left and came into the city and found just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. Now, when evening arrived, he came with the 12. And while they were at the table eating, Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." But they began to be sad and to say to him one by one, "Is it I?" And the next, "Is it I?" But he answering said to them, "It is one of the 12 who dips into the dish with me. The Son of Man indeed goes his way as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It were better for that man if he had not been born." And while they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessing it, he broke and gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And taking a cup and giving thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is being shed for many. Amen, I say to you, that I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until the day when I shall drink it new in the kingdom of God." And after reciting a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, "You will all be tempted to sin this night. For it is written, 'I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee." But Peter said to him, "Even though all shall be scandalized, yet not I." Jesus said to him, "Amen, I say to you, today this very night, before a cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he went on speaking more vehemently, "Even if I should have to die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said the same thing. And they came to a country place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit down here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and he began to feel fear and to be deeply troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is sad even unto death. Wait here and watch." And going forward a little, he fell on the ground and began to pray that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, why are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words over. And he came again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. and they did not know what answer to give him. And he came the third time and said to them, "Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough, the hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Behold, he who will betray me is at hand."
Dear brothers and sisters, this day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as an ordinance forever. Book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 14. Chapter 14 from the Gospel of Mark contemplates on the Last Supper and Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. It also reveals the perverted nature of mankind, using the image of the corrupted Judah and the weakness of the other disciples. Jesus is observing the Mosaic law before the Passover, sitting together with his brothers. True, the corrupted ones. He knew them well, their desires, their dreams, their weaknesses. Yet, he didn't choose them by their human impulses, but by their spark of divinity hidden deep into their conscience. The greedy Judah, the incredulous Thomas, the immature John, the unreliable Peter, the unstable sons of Zebedee, all in the same room, all at the same table, all receiving the true body and blood of Christ. After dinner, they weren't able to assist at the vigil in the garden. Yet they were forgiven, for they were sons of God. First letter of John reminds us, "By this is maybe seen who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not do right is not of God, nor he who does not love his brother." The true model of love is again Jesus, who laid down his life for us. Today's lesson is the love for our neighbors, for our brothers and sisters. But how can we take the model of Jesus into our lives? If anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide him? Are we capable of such love? Are we aware of observing such a commandment? How do we find power today to believe in the name of Jesus Christ and love one another just as he commanded?
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Christian Laszlo. Reader, Anne Fosnot. Announcer, Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.